Connor, welcome to Boys Club.
What's up? Welcome back to Boys Club.
Last episodes of the year, right?
The way you said episodes.
Well, because it could be one, it could be two. We don't know yet.
Just leaving.
We
doors
don't know
open.
Yet. Yeah.
Totally.
Last episodes of 2024. How you feeling?
I feel great. We accomplished so much this year. We had many great guests. We had Rose twice.
We had Rose twice this year. Yeah.
We had two roses. The only two roses I got this year were Rose Coaster twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Both Rose.
Well, 2024 has been an interesting year.
Totally.
For sure. And lots of boys clubs.
We have so many.
It's snowing right now for the listener at home and the viewer. If you're not listening, if you're only listening and you're not looking at our gorgeous faces, I suggest you turn on the YouTube and subscribe.
Go on YouTube, subscribe, and you can watch it or not, but do leave a comment.
Yes, leave a comment, send it to a friend, and subscribe. We would love you if you do any or all three of those things.
It is snowing. If you're familiar with our lore, I hate the snow. I'm scared of it because when I was 16, I was leaving a voice lesson, and I was wearing Sperry Topsider shoes for a whole host of reasons.
Yeah.
Being closeted, one of them.
Yeah.
And then I was slipping
being
into traffic.
Being near a boat is not one of the reasons.
I've never been in a boat. I didn't even know you could be in a boat. And then I called my mom, literally crying, and she's like, what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah.
Isn't that so unhelpful?
Slip and slide your ass home.
Can you believe? And it's like, I actually wish something horrible had happened to me so she would feel bad. So she'd be like, and I said.
It's like in a book, it's called What Connor Said or something.
Yeah.
And what he said was, I'm wearing Sperry Topsiders.
I'm wearing Sperry Topsiders. Death by Sperry Topsiders. It's just that's not safe. Don't sell shoes that don't have traction.
It's always interesting. It's also interesting because they're boat shoes. And the boat does have a traction to it on it. But you would think it would be double because you're trying not to slip on the boat. Isn't that the whole point of the boat shoe?
You know, the thing with me and boats is that we've never been together. I've never been on a boat.
I'm trying to think.
I've watched Below Deck.
You've never once ever been on a boat for real. I mean, you did do that entire cruise at sea.
I've been on a. Oh my God.
Wasn't that this year?
Fuck, this is a horrible year. I actually didn't like this year. That's okay to not like years.
Totally, yeah.
I'm thinking in 2025, what if I read one book? Do you know what I didn't do at all this whole year? I didn't read a single book.
It wasn't this year.
That was, not only was it last year, it was March. It was March. It was Q1. I haven't read a book since
Q1.
So
almost 2 years ago, you read A Little Life.
Yeah, and it's right somewhere. It's there. It's on the bottom. Right above The Artist's Way.
It's holding up the entirety of this stack of shelves.
Big, colossal success The Artist's Way was. It's just all the things that I never finished screaming at me. I need to get rid of all the books so I don't need to be reminded of how hard. But then Out of the Wreck I Rise.
Yeah.
Nice. My mom said that.
Gay men are burning
sober.
Books not because they don't want to read them, but because they can't be reminded of what they had to say.
We can't be reminded of, or that we didn't have the work ethic to finish it.
To finish it, yeah. I'm trying to read more this year, too. That's something because I'm just trying to stay off the phone this year. That's my big 2025 goal, is to be off my phone.
Oh, I was going to actually say, I think 2025, it says going off the grid. I think it's normalizing going off the grid.
Like offline, you mean?
Yeah, get offline. Get on airplane mode. Go and look at water.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do this year.
Go touch grass, as they say.
Touch grass.
Yeah.
Touch grass. I don't know. Yeah, I want to go in airplane mode and just not get But then the problem with airplane mode is sometimes you go off and you're like, okay, so you're going to get texted, what the hell? And you're like, oh, my internet's not working. It's not working.
I know. It's nothing like putting your phone away for a couple hours, coming back. Not a one text. Nobody needed me. Or you do have text, but it's 100 from a group chat where people are saying nothing, and you're like, well, I didn't need to be part of this.
Yeah. You're going to need the TLDR.
Yeah, TLDR is unnecessary. Well, we wanted to talk boys clubs today from the year 2024. But before we get into that, anything on the top of your mind for today?
Just today?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
What are we looking at here that you've got going?
What?
Well, I don't describe it to me. Listeners, go to YouTube. Check it out. I'm looking at something pretty wonderful.
I was
wonderful.
Thinking now that we have video, we could try clothes on and show them to the audience. And try to get pants and stuff. And
Wait, yeah, what happened to your outfit from yesterday?
Do you want me to put it on?
I mean, maybe not right now, but maybe at halfway when we go to the second episode, you can try it on.
Nothing like a costume change to make people think you're working more than you are.
Oh my God, I'll take the sweatshirt off. We'll have a second episode.
Costume changes never hurt anybody. Costume change is really good. Even on your story, do a costume change.
Do a costume change.
Beginning to end of day. I will say at this time, I think it'll be so, I got pants. It'd be so fun if we put pants on. We're like, do you guys like these pants?
Yeah. And leave a comment.
Yeah.
In a week, let us know if you like the pants.
Maybe we should start doing things to mobilize people going to a little fun visual gags. That,
yeah.
They have to be on the YouTube.
Go to YouTube. Yeah. We won't describe what we're doing anymore. You have to go to the YouTube.
Yeah. So I'm holding something and it has what's black and white and red all over. It's holding. So I went to Glossier yesterday.
And immediately he gave up what he was holding.
Wait, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
But you don't know what from Glossier. They have a ton of products.
True.
And they all do kind of seem the same.
Yeah.
Except for this one. And this is Glossier. It's balm.
Now, the second little piece that is attached to it, did you bring that yourself?
They were like, do you want to add a charm? And it's like, how much money does it cost? And they were like, it's
$45.
Free. I spit my water out. I was like, the water they gave me to walk around
of
the
course,
store.
Of course, yeah.
I was like, fucking free? You're giving me a free charm?
Now, where did you go to Glossier? Where do they have that?
Williamsburg.
Yeah.
I really wanted, it doesn't even matter, but I like wanted this like future do thing to splash my face to make it look like I have color. And then so I got that, and then I actually got like a bunch of other stuff, including this.
Love.
But it was on sale, and the reason it's on sale is because it's lavender, and it's on, I imagine it's not selling well. I don't know, maybe because it's purple. Am I giving purple? Is it purple?
Go to the YouTube and let him know if he's giving purple. It's not giving purple so much as it's giving raspberry.
Why purple? Like, why would they do this?
Yeah,
like,
that's why it's on sale.
So, yeah, but it does smell really nice. Do you want some?
No, I'm okay. I got Carmex on my lips.
And it's weird to just be like, oh, Carmex is... When I taught high school, they would always have that.
Carmex is... I don't know. That's like... I mean, speaking of boys clubs, I feel like that's such a... People have such strong opinions on Carmex. Like, I feel like there's a whole movement of people that are like, Carmex is like, doesn't work and it makes your lips more chapped.
People do say that. They all say it's like addictive and that you can't put it on your eyes. Or maybe you are supposed to put it. Isn't that a thing?
Well, certainly don't put it in your eyes.
Don't they say, or maybe eye drops are addictive. People are doing eye drops.
As well, you heard it here first. People are doing eye drops.
You can like abuse eye drops.
Are you sure? Like people are doing that?
Am I sure? Never on this podcast have we been sure. But you've never asked me if I'm sure. What's a boys club you're a part of, not a part of, and are you sure?
And are you
are you sure?
And the last question before you leave, are you sure? We're adding
go,
that.
Go ahead and not be sure.
I'm not sure. Nobody's ever sure. Okay, well, as somebody who has used a lot of eye drops in my day, I've never felt them to be in the least bit addicting. But, I mean,
I'm really
are,
scared of them.
I'm in
like, what, not like, scared. I'm
what
really...
kinds of eye drops are you nervous of?
Oh, not that I'll become addicted. But I do think that's.
But now here, who knows?
I am not doing the eye. Like, I'm not getting contacts. I'm not even just like.
You have perfect eyes though, don't you?
Seriously? Oh, I thought you kind of meant pretty for a second.
Well, they're, of course, but I meant that they
we
work.
Have strong eye game.
They work.
I was thinking that yesterday.
Yeah.
Our eye game is strong on
yeah.
this podcast.
People say that. Yeah.
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 Well, do they? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I know it to be true.
Check, and if you don't know, check the YouTube. Come
see
our eyes.
They've never said it to us collectively. I think we've probably gotten that kind of separately.
Yeah,
lot.
For sure. Yeah. 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 For all that my eyes, for all the space they take up on my face, they don't see very well. So that's kind of a bummer.
Wait, I think there's something beautiful about that.
Yeah, they're just for show.
Wait, that's so sweet.
They're decorative. They don't really do much.
That's nice. That's
no,
sweet.
I shouldn't say that because I could be more visually impaired than I am.
Yeah. Do you have contacts?
Mm-hmm.
And you, I can't touch my eye.
I've been doing it since I was 11.
When I was in sixth grade,
I was still in a booster seat putting contacts in. Let that sink in. Let that sink in.
I need to picture that. That actually is really crazy. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like...
It's like they trust me to put something in my eye, but...
The word dichotomy is coming up, but I don't know if that's an appropriate word at this time.
No, it is. I mean, it's a...
They haven't read a book.
Duality.
21 months. 21 months. It's like, why did you even learn to read in the first place? It was so hard, and we don't even use it.
I know, and then taking it for granted. I mean, you are reading on a daily basis, but not like...
Bro.
For taking in
information. 21 months of not reading a book? That's embarrassing.
It's not great. It's not great.
I really am embarrassed.
It's tough, though, because, like, it's hard to get into the habit of reading, you know?
Let this be your rock.
Let bottom. This be your rock. As Robbie Hoffman came on this podcast this year, said, in this apartment, let this be your rock bottom.
What I really like about that is that, you know who the action person is in that? It's you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let this be. You know, I was just.
Choose this.
I was just listening to. I've been listening to so much Mike Birbiglia. Shout out if you're listening. Mike, come on the pod. But he has the Working It Out podcast where he talks to comedians about jokes that they're working out. And he was talking to Jimmy Carr, who's a fairly famous British comedian who wrote a book in the pandemic. And he was talking about the idea of nature versus nurture, as we often talk.
Gay?
Not gay, but just...
Kind of just like generally how you become who you are.
Yeah.
I guess you forget that other people do have like ownership over it too. That it's like, that's not just ours.
It's not just for us. But he was talking about like nature versus nurture. And it's like, well, nature might be more important, but nurture is still happening. Like you still control that. Like nurture's ongoing.
Oh, wait, can you say that in another way?
Like if we're to say what has more effect on your life? The things you were born with, the situation you were born into, nature, or nurture, how you're raised and how you acclimate to the world.
I tried to do this joke one time where, I hope this lands. You always do. Where it was kind of just like with privilege. It was like, oh, you know, like my uncle on my dad's side. I always said it was like, I don't even have uncles on my dad's side, but I don't want my uncles on my mom's side to think I'm talking about them. I'm like, sure. Really not. No offense. And my uncle on my dad's side doesn't understand privilege. He's like, my life has been hard. And it's like, oh, we know it's been hard. We're just saying that if you weren't white and you still had that unibrow, it would be incomparable. Like, it would just be worse.
I love that.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
But that's what I was interesting. What is that? Like the nurture part of it is like that's a lifelong process. Like people, totally. I think, try to think that like nurture is just your childhood, and obviously that's a big part of it, and like how you're nurtured by your parents or your guardians or whomever. But like the nurture process can continue on,
like taking care of yourself.
Yeah, and like nurturing yourself. And he was kind of making this point about like, you know, there's. You know, if you're 15 and your dad sucks and he's not good to you, like, you have every right to be mad and, like, be like, oh, my life sucks because my dad sucks. But, like, if you're 40 and you're like, oh, my life sucks because my dad sucked, it's like one of these days you need to.
I have to show you a tweet I bookmarked and take it's a extremely look. Relevant to this. I don't okay. even think that I'm not only am I listening, I'm yes anding.
I know.
And when I pull this up. Wait, not this, but, like, some of the other stuff I favorited on this is really alarming.
It's porn.
Wait, it is a lot of porn. Honestly, yeah. Wait, I can't find it, but there was one tweet that was like, one day you gotta grow up and let whatever bullshit haunted you in your child, not use that as an excuse to be a shitty adult or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I saw that on the train, I assume because I tried to bookmark it and it didn't, which yeah. was like an internet issue that Kathy Hochul should work on, but that is how this feels.
But it's like, yeah, obviously that's not to diminish anybody's like, struggle or like I feel like it's just like one of those things that like in the post reckoning with privileges of all kinds that uh-huh. we kind of experienced it collectively in 2020 specifically about race but also expanding that out to other things like I think that it gets people overuse that like victim complex of mm-hmm. like oh my life was hard when I was a kid and so now I can like act however way I want and it's like that's like having respect for the way that like systems affect people and like holding space for that and reverence for that and like trying to, you know, undo those systems so that things are more equitable is not the same as being like, I can complain forever because my dad was mean to me. Or, you know, what I mean?
It's like, at what point
there's a balance.
Like, hey, you may be right. But like, at what point are you you're still the victim now because of this? You're still losing out because
yeah,
of this.
Yeah.
Rise up, slay the dragon.
Nurture yourself. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Nurture yourself instead.
Yeah. hey, in 2025.
Nurture yourself instead.
Well, it brings me to one of my boys clubs yeah. this year.
Well, we were going to do a 2024 sort of best of boys club in a way of just like recapping the year through boys clubs. Is there something that really spoke to you this year?
Solo podcast. Not saying that I want that. But if you do have a podcast,
you.
I want to come on. Could you? How would I set it up?
No, for sure.
Also,
and who would you talk to?
I know. And himself. They're not everyone's good at a solo podcast. Like Kylie Kelsey. So solo podcast I really found to be enjoyable at this time in mm-hmm. this year and this whatever. I got really into this one called
Date Yourself Instead.
We have to cut this. I'm just kidding.
His number 5 just, podcast.
But upon realizing that it's like stopping the victim, stop listening to Date Yourself Instead, it's like grow up. Like that should be
But that maybe is part of your nurture process.
Yeah, but number one of date, it should be like, firstly, turn this podcast off. It'd be like, I'm going to give you some heart love, turn this off. Stop listening to Date Yourself Instead.
There should be like, after you've listened to more than like 10 hours of that podcast, something needs to come up and be like, hey, take a break.
It's so weird to be like, when you picture yourself, in 12 months mm-hmm. and you get your Spotify Wrapped, what do you want to be at the top? Build a world where the top podcast is like Money Wars and it's not Date Yourself Instead. Like choose that. Choose a world where the top song is not The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. It's kind of something like
The Biggest
Beach
Woman
Boys.
Who Ever Died.
Biggest Woman Who Ever Fucking Died. It's The Beach Boys. It's something neurotypical. It's happy.
It can be The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
It's 365. Maybe this is like my Charlie year. I'll get to that later. But solo podcasts are really big.
Yeah.
Kylie Kelsey just started one.
And it's already bigger than Joe Rogan.
Not Joe. I don't even understand how that's possible.
Yeah, I thought he was like the king of podcasting.
I'm so confused. Because also like numbers don't really make any sense, especially yeah. in a world where it's like there's YouTube and there's Spotify, and whatever. There's all
what are
things.
The numbers? Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
what is this?
Wait, so on the topic of solo podcast and her, is her podcast a solo podcast? Well, can you also give the listener, the boys at home, a little
Kylie
insight
or
who she
yourself
is?
Instead, girl?
Kylie.
Okay, so Kylie is the wife of Jason Kelsey, who recently said the F slur.
Yes.
Three times.
But he did apologize for it, which is good.
Wait, I agree with you. I thought his apology was like not good, but I don't think it's his fault. And then finding out how great his wife is makes me think you probably are a good guy.
I guess I didn't hear, maybe I heard a different apology. I heard him say he felt bad that he used that word back and that that wasn't the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
But I also like, I'm like, yeah, if you call a football player the F slur, my thought is he's probably going to say it back to you. Like, I wasn't surprised by that.
Totally.
I also felt like he was, I don't know, my instinct would have been also to be like, who's the faggot now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's also what I would have said. Like,
wait, as a queer person.
No, I agree. Totally. I agree.
I think what I was like, what you just need to add this, like, somewhere in this, say gay is okay. Somewhere
sure,
in it. And
yeah,
there was, like,
yeah, yeah,
no element of that. It was like, I chose hate with hate. And it's like, somewhere be like, and I'm obsessed with gay people.
And it's like, there wasn't, it's so funny that it's like, no gay person was harmed in the making of this video because neither of you are gay. You know what I mean? It's like, keep us out of it.
He's like, and if a gay guy was there, it would have been a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like, literally, just like, I'd rather be reduced than ignored. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess that's my one thing is like, somewhere in this, like, so many people are like looking at you like somewhere in this say like gay is great and I'm giving $30 million to the Trevor Project and I'm going to help drop off canned goods. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like something.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
But his wife is apparently really great.
Okay.
So I assume that he's just like probably
and
good.
And so why did she start the solo podcast?
Well, she's supposed to be like the leftist Joe Rogan. I thought we were the leftist Joe Rogan. Whatever.
Whatever.
And she does have a bigger following, I guess. And she's just like, I don't know why she did it. I kind of forget. I like did read an article about it on the train. And so I am reading.
All right.
But it's just kind of her talking about like motherhood and then talking to Caitlin Olsen. And that's the extent of it.
But it's a interview podcast, not like a solo.
It's about half solo where she literally is just like, when I found out I was having four girls, blah, 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 blah. I cried. So it's a little binary that way, I will say.
And girl like, mom.
Well, that's what's interesting about her is that she's like, she's like girl mom. She's like the wife of an athlete. So it's like a very hetero world, but then also very much like progressive and like leftist and like championing progressive causes. So it's interesting. Yeah, it's an interesting like juxtaposition of what's going on with her.
Yeah. So I mean,
we'd love to have her on.
Listen, Kylie, if you're listening, get on the Boys Club podcast.
We'll come to her. We'll get on an Amtrak.
Yeah, we'll come to Philly. We don't give a fuck. You think they still live in Philly? Probably.
I don't know the answer to this question.
Yeah.
She's from Philly. So it is refreshing to hear someone talk in a Philly voice successfully. Like, and be like in a big spot because they're usually kind of like, you know.
It's giving Melissa Schimenti on the Abbott.
literally, yes. Is that the old lady?
That
her accent, not old. I don't even mean old. She's gorgeous. I mean, whatever.
No, but they are really leaning into the accent work this season, I think.
She kind of shows up to set every day and it's sort of like accent or no. Like she kind of like wears it like a costume piece some days and not other days. It's very interesting.
Barb, what are yous doing?
You's going at a Wawa. Oh, Jacob's now living with me over here.
In the hoagies.
And then other days she's like totally talks not normal, but like not affected.
Not Philly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is good representation for a Philadelphia accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the pursuit of one. It's a hard accent.
It is a hard accent. And it's not that she doesn't do it. I just, there's like
she does it a lot.
There's times where they like really like, yeah, bring it into the show, which also, yeah, anyway. Okay, solo podcast. I'm trying to think. I've known people who've done solo podcasts. I find it's really difficult to make it seem interesting unless you're doing something that's like, you're like doing something more like journalistic where you're like telling, you know, you're kind of reading, you know, it's more of like a story than like a talk show kind of podcast.
I do think that's true. Kind of like someone getting to the bottom of an issue.
Yeah.
Not date yourself instead of just like, I dated this guy in London. I went and I visited him and we'd only gone on one date. I was literally in love. He ghosted me.
But I guess I more meant like, it was 1995 in Osage County.
Yeah.
A body comes up on the shore, like that kind of thing.
I know. I want everyone we know to have a solo podcast. Almost like every week, maybe we would have a podcast and there'd be a different person that we know who, like, it's theirs.
It's just their turn to talk.
Kind of like in pre-K. Did you have that thing where you would
the talking stick?
I guess we did have that.
Yeah.
Did you have that thing where you would take an animal home? Not real animal. Oh, you literally did.
We did.
Like, I mean, like a stuffed animal. And it'd be like, oh, like you get to take the dinosaur and then you get to report back on what the dinosaur did. It'd be like, the dinosaur went to a wedding. And it'd be like, so you know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like Flat Stanley vibes.
Yeah,
but not
I was
going
to
totally.
Say similar to a Flat Stanley where you're like, this is where he went.
My daddy took the dinosaur on a work trip. So on an affair, the dinosaur went to an affair. We don't keep that out of this school.
The teacher's like, we're going to need to get the nanny cam out of the dinosaur. We're going to need to get the nanny cam out of the dinosaur.
Bro, dead ass. Honestly, yeah, like in this world, like actually, like now you're saying it. My kids, if there's one thing they're not going to be bringing home from school, it's a stuffed animal. It's anything that there could be like a camera in. Wait, not to be gross. One time I was hooking up with this guy and he was like, are there cameras here? And I was like, are people doing that?
At your house?
Yes. It's like, well, now I don't trust anybody.
You take these iPads and you put them down.
Just the fact that it's like a possibility. You're like, what?
You've seen the episode of The Office where they have the dinner party.
Yes.
Most iconic ever. And they're doing a tour of the house and Michael and Jan take Pam and Jim up to their like upstairs and they're showing them the bedroom. And there's a tripod out and she goes, babe, so I told you to put that away.
That's hilarious. There is so good. Anytime like these cameras are set up, it is giving business.
Casting couch.
I was like, didn't know how dark to take it, so I just like get that. You're right. That was the appropriate amount.
Casting couch. Okay. Well, I have a boys' club of the year.
What is
as
it?
As well. My boys' club for this year is Brat, and
is
all
that
the
Charlie.
And all of that encompassed. I feel like that was. One of the biggest cultural moments we had this year was the Brat summer and the Brat branding and the way it, you know, got into like our election stuff. Like it really did infiltrate everything. And it felt like in the classic, you know, sort of our definition of boys club here, which is like a group of people who feel like they have something special about them because they're part of this group.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like all the Charlie fandom was kind of like that.
Totally.
You know, but also it was kind of anti-boys club in that it really expanded outside the typical Charlie fans, I think.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, I think, like, what I love about that album, I feel like, is what, like, everyone has something, like, different that they latch onto with that album, or, like, nothing at all, maybe, but, like, I feel like a lot of people are, like, 365 Party Girl, cocaine bumping on the streets.
Yeah.
And then I love the one that's, like, I'm 30, should I have a baby? Because there is, you know that song?
Yeah.
I think about it all the time. That's
I mean, famously, we were doing a dance to a song about generational trauma.
I know, Apple.
I think the apple's rotten right to the
Yeah, she like hid like these like really intense hot themes in an album that is like a party album.
Which I love because that feels very like what her stuff has always kind of been and like But it was wild how it just completely took over the world.
There must have been one tweet that was like, Brat is basically like when you're at the club and you're having the deepest conversation with your friends screaming over the music.
Yeah, it's that's like you're Brat high is. As fuck being like, should we have kids? Like,
yeah. That was me and Jeremy Pinson.
I think my parents have given me generational trauma.
Like, yeah, me and Jeremy Pinson at Thai Tea. But we were talking about whether we should have kids together, just like in life. We were like, remember Thai Tea?
Oh, I remember Thai Tea.
That had to be too. It's just, I just read a book.
You had just read a book.
I was glowing with literacy.
Yeah.
That had to be that June of 2023.
It was, yeah. We didn't make it back this year. No,
next year
maybe, we'll see. But yeah, I'm trying to think like other times that have felt like that Brat moment in terms of like something in culture coming. I mean, I feel like the last like these are these examples of monoculture that we don't like see that often anymore. I mean, obviously like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, that's like monoculture.
I kind of would expand that out to pop girls.
Yeah.
I feel
like
a big
pop girl year.
Sabrina. Olivia Chapel. Do we add Gracie Abrams or no? I'm open. I don't care. I like. I'm not defensive of her at all.
What's a boys' club you were a part of? Are you sure? And do we add Gracie Abrams? Those are the questions of the year.
We're just like not sure. Like, and Billy, I would put in that list for
oh,
sure.
Of course, Billy
did amazing.
Yeah,
I love Billy. I feel like Billy. And I'm such a Taylor head, but I do think that like Billy's album was so cohesive and unique and beautiful in like a really unique way. And it's like, well, that probably is the one that should win the
What's
Grammy.
Cool about all of these pop artists is that they've been working. All of them have been working for so long at this point.
And then the way that Ariana becomes relevant, even though she's always been relevant, but by shifting, now she's like wicked Ariana and also like really nice to everyone. So it's just like this interesting, like they're all relevant again.
Yeah.
Like, whether even the old ones are like, and then Katy's relevant because of a fail. Like, Katy Perry.
Relevant for what?
I feel like she's relevant for having the wackiest album we've ever seen.
Oh, was that what was her album this year? I didn't even get it.
What?
She had an album this year?
Oh my God.
talking about?
I didn't know.
Bro, it was like the biggest flop of the century.
Oh, no, Katie.
It was really bad.
She needs to bring back... You need to hang yourself with your
is that your
scarf? Yeah.
Wait.
I hope
that's
you
really
hang
dark.
Yourself with your H&M scarf. That's the opening line to that song.
Wait, if we were to like deep, not to be like, if we were to scream victim, I just feel like that's a crazy line.
Oh yeah.
It's yeah.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
There's a Halsey lyric that's like, something. It's one. I sleep with one eye open and one eye closed. I'll hang myself if you give me rope. I don't know where it goes from there.
Like, Halsey, this is just a lot.
Halls. She's back.
Ashley.
There were so many pop girl albums this year. Halsey had an album.
And it has me wondering what
the men are doing.
Men are doing, yeah.
Well, Shawn Mendes is like doing mushrooms in the woods.
I mean, can I say this?
You loved it.
Can I say this?
Say it, anything.
Him stepping out of pop, he looks as hot as he's ever had.
Fellas, if you're thinking about doing pop out there, can we recommend don't?
Can we recommend doing mushrooms in the wood and stuff? I'm just saying, I saw a picture of
him
recently.
He does look
amazing. Like, he looks really hot.
There's like a ruggedness to
There's
him.
Something, yeah, he's really like leaning into that, and yeah. I think it looks good. I mean, yeah, I guess there's just not as many pop.
It's Troy.
Harry Styles. Troy Sivan, yeah.
It's Troy.
I think.
Fine, Harry. Is Harry rock?
I don't even know.
Like, I know the line is. I feel like Harry is not. I guess it's. I don't know.
And this is no shade to Troye Sivan. I think he's an excellent artist in his own right. I also love his music, but I felt like he got overshadowed by the Charlie this summer just because they were on tour together. You know, like it was her tour.
It was Rush last year for sure.
You just got me sounding.
What's that? I like Honey.
Baby. That's Troy.
Do the song Honey.
That's actually pretty good. Troye Sivan.
The way Honey starts, it always feels like. The Californians. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
first, the instrumental in Honey is like, it's like,
Stuart.
That's how I
feel. Stuart.
That literally is like that. See, that, they need to do
they
more
need to
of
bring
that.
Back that.
They need to do more of that.
They need to bring like, that back. I love they had Andrew Dismukes to a character this week, that last week, that was a bald guy comes to the disc.
Who was it?
Andrew Dismukes.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, hey, Colin. My eyes are down here. And, like, just being...
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, this is what SNL is. Like, that's what they should do. Anyway, not to give them... They got enough on their hands.
It is... It feels like Harry... I don't know, like, that he's, like, playing in a different thing than all the other people are. Whereas, like, Troy... I feel like Troy is playing with... Whether it's instrumentals or pop or whatever, is in the same genre as all the girls that were named.
Yeah.
Harry feels like this whole other thing.
Yeah, I mean, he does pop. He does rock. I mean, like, there's a little bit of a... And his albums have, like, gone through. And I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know where he thinks he... Or where... Not where he... I don't know who he thinks he is. I don't know where he would identify, I guess is what I would say.
I think Fine Line is a beautiful song. I think that there are girls that are totally obsessed. I think that I do own his cologne, but I got it on eBay for cheaper.
I know. I'm like, who are the heartthrobs right now?
Are heartthrobs? Well, I think it's actors.
But, like, who? What? Because I was, like, trying to think of, like...
The guy that was in Beach Rats and now is in Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah, Harris. I guess him. I mean, I guess the guys from fucking... I guess it's actors. It's the guys from Challengers.
Jonathan Bailey. Answer is Paul Mescal.
Yeah, Paul Mescal.
It's, like, actually, it's just, like, this, like, really long list of just, like, kind of underwhelmingly looking white guys.
Yeah.
Kettle Black, Black Kettle. How dare you?
Yeah, at least go to the YouTube and subscribe before you call before you call us out on that.
That is, I just feel like a weird
person
to deliver
that
message.
Listen, if we're gonna just have a bunch of mediocre looking white guys, can we get in that pot?
Because it goes back to Rat Boy Summer.
Yeah.
Is
Hot Rodent Summer was
it
happening.
It is crazy
too.
Where it's like girls are at the peak of their intelligence.
And they're like, fellas, if you look like a rat, that's okay too.
You're booked. You're totally booked. Yeah.
No, it is. We are in this. I mean, I think like largely, like we're in terms of like large sociological, cultural trends, et cetera. Like obviously, I think women are on the up and men are on the down.
I feel that.
But fighting every tooth and nail to keep relevancy.
When you took a call at that dinner that we just had,
uh-huh.
Whatever that was.
It was lunch. We call that lunch.
I was like, we just like got into it like where I was like, oh, like I said, do I seem like someone that would go to Animal? And he's like, you seem like someone that would be at Animal like gossiping in the corner. And I was like.
True.
Is that true?
Well, you don't like to, I mean, not gossiping, but
gossip?
Like, not gossiping, but chatting.
Do you guys think I'm a shit talker?
No. I don't think you go out of your way to talk shit.
Do you think I'm like a gossip diva?
No.
Interesting.
I don't think you should take, don't take the weight of every word.
One time we had this improv teacher who did not get canceled that I know of, but he was definitely in that crowd. And he was like, I just want you to know every word you say is right. Every word you say is right.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, and.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. But anyway, I would say that that was the biggest boys club of the year. Would you?
Hot girl, pop girl.
Pop girls.
Pop. Yeah, I literally. Wait,
pop
I'll
girls,
show you my
and then
at.
More specifically, I think Brat. I think really.
Just so you know that we're
on
the same page.
I mean, obviously, Chapel. It's hard because, like, Chapel had such a big moment. So there was, like, that huge thing, too. But, like, it did feel like it was. Not to, like, make
pop
it a competition.
Pop girls.
But, yeah.
Also, living alone. Can I talk about living alone?
Sure, yeah.
I think I have a mouse. And I live alone. But it might be a rat, and I'm scared that I got these mouse traps, and then it's going to be a fucking rat, and they're going to, like, what happened? What? Watch me come home, and the mouse traps are thrown around. And then I'll be like, oh my God, it's a rat. It's a squirrel. It's a... But I also maybe didn't see a mouse. I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye, like a ghost. And it... I don't know.
And so you're saying...
And now I live in constant fear.
You're afraid that the traps won't work, because you got some pretty good traps there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We'll see.
But if you're like live alone and you get a mouse, the thing is like no one's gonna come like save that for you. The cavalry's not coming. You have to like figure that out on your own.
No, the exterminator's not coming. You have to deal with this.
Oh, he wouldn't come either. I was because that was kind of a last resort.
Or she or they.
They
don't forget no. The non-binary task rabbits.
The man that comes to pour something that looks so chemically not okay to like keep roaches out. That's a man.
Yeah.
It's a man, and he is very disrespectful of the furniture. He's just like...
he's standing on it. He's throwing shit on it.
Have you been here
it?
When the exterminator came?
Never.
He,
never
like,
once.
Randomly comes once a month and just, like, bangs on the door and says, do
I've
you want
me to
do
I've been here when the exterminator came by, and you said, we're recording a podcast.
See, now I have mouse. Mouse. Mice.
Mouse.
Meow.
Meow. Maybe you should start doing that. Start meowing around the house.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
I guess I thought living alone would be this, like, major shift... this colossal shift in my presence as a person. And I think it was more just, it wasn't a shift. It was just like,
financially
now there's just
different.
No one else here. And it wasn't even that different because my rent before was like, say what if my rent before would have been.
It would have gone up, yeah.
We'll talk offline.
It would have been like, the what they wanted to charge us for that apartment that was in a bar.
Absurd.
In a bar. It was in a bar.
And poorly constructed, man.
It was in a bar and there was black mold. I was sick the whole time.
No, landlords are crazy. Boys, thank you for listening. We're going to have one more episode next week for you. Another little short episode before the new year. And then in 2025, we're coming out with a lot of exciting stuff. So please like and subscribe to the YouTube. Follow us on Instagram at Boys Club Comedy, at Nico Carney, at Connor Janda. All that information is on this page somewhere.
And if you think that it's inappropriate that I've been drinking a plastic water bottle this whole time for all these episodes, it's been the same water bottle.
Yeah, and
so.
It's full of piss, so shut up. All right.
Bye. I love you
guys. Okay, we love you guys, and see you next week.